Blues winners last night, 2-1 in overtime, which included a 3-on-0 in overtime. The perfect storm as two Vancouver Canucks collided behind the St. Louis net, and the Blues went the other way. It was a 3-on-0 basically from the defending blue line all the way in. So it was a nice chance, and they scored it. Tom Timmerman joins us from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Well, Tom, some people thought the Blues would never win a Stanley Cup. They did that, and sure, some people thought they'd never see a 3-on-0 in overtime. Well, they saw that too last night. The Blues, even without Tarasenko, they found a way to score a lot of goals by committee.
Well, I'd say they're scoring a lot of goals, but they're scoring goals. They're still searching for what this team is going to look like without him, but they're winning. They've won 5 of the 6 without him in the lineup, so that says something. But 4 of them have been in overtime, so it's a thin margin right now with these guys.
Yeah, who's been the player that's soaked up some of that ice time for Tarasenko in his absence?
Well, they've rotated through that spot with either Sammy Blais or Robert Thomas. Actually, they had one game where they had Oscar Sundqvist there. That didn't work. Then they've gone with Blair. Thomas was there for the Vancouver game. And so that's been an upgrade in minutes for those guys. And Tyler Bozak's line has done a little bit more as well. So they still haven't found who they want to have. Ultimately, it may end up being Thomas. But Thomas has been really effective when playing with Bozak. I mean, they've taken him off Bozak's line. Bozak's line is just kind of shriveled up. So if they want to keep multiple lines working, Thomas sometimes works better there.
What do you think of the upside or possibility of, sixth-round pick Sammy Blais? I loved him in the playoffs last year. Is he just kind of – where do you see his finished product? What does that line look like?
Well, of the young guys that they have looked at on this team, he's the one guy that has grabbed a spot. They've had – Sammy Blais, Robert Thomas, Robbie Fabry, Zach Sanford, and Thomas is in there all the time. But Blais is the guy that it seems to be really taking over. He forechecks very strong, so he gets in there and he gets the puck back. Still not scoring a lot, but with his hitting, he's good on whichever line he's with on getting the puck and then being able to do something with it. He was with Ryan O'Reilly and David Perron for a while, and that line was effective. And now, depending where they plug him in, he brings that ability to get the puck. He leads the team in hits, and for a guy that could end up being a top 6 forward, that's a good thing to have.
Tom, the back end of the Blues is clearly their strength. Any update? What's your thoughts on Pietrangelo? Is he looking at Roman Josi type term and money?
I think he would end up with that term almost by default, because I think if the Blues are going to give him the money he wants, they're going to have to move it out over 8 years to bring the AAV down. They can't, if it ends up being a short deal, there's no way they can, afford, $9 million of the cap hit or more than that. So yeah, probably Josi money is about what he would be looking for, but I think they would try to go the distance with him to kind of kick the problem down the road and say, okay, in 8 years we'll have to worry about it. But he's shown a sign that he could be a guy that for, 5-6 years could be a very competent NHL defenseman. So, they had to make this decision with David Backes years ago. They offered Backes 4. He wanted 5. They said, sorry, we can't do that. It turns out David Backes was probably good for 2, and Boston's now kind of stuck with him. I think it's a safer bet with them going out for a longer distance on Pietrangelo, and that they probably will when they take all the steps they can to keep him.
Tom, I've talked to different people that after you win a Stanley Cup and you go through that experience, you change as a player. Like Brayden Schenn is off to a great start. Have you seen a change in him? And not that he wasn't a good player, but maybe taking a further step in development at whatever age he's at now.
Yeah, no, he's done a lot more. We wondered this year, if you're playing for a contract, if in some ways that makes you hesitant. Are you afraid to go in front of the goal and for deflecting shots? Because if you get hit by a puck and get hurt, all of a sudden you're in big trouble. But he's got this deal now. He's going to be with St. Louis for as long as many of us are alive. And he has stepped into his game. You know, a year ago it took him 52 games to get 10 goals. Now he's got 10. You know, he's got 16 right now. I think he got it in his 14th. So yeah, he just has. I think he's more confident on there. He's taking more shots. He's more involved in the offense. He's getting down low, which is something that wasn't sure how was going to happen with Pat Maroon going, because he was one of the few inside guys that they had. He's been the guy that's kept this team going, because other than that, goals have been hard to come by.
Tom Timmerman joined us. So you mentioned that they're finding ways to win. So do I sense that, you know, that the Blues maybe haven't played to the level they're hoping? And if so, what are the areas of their game they're struggling in but still finding ways at the end of the night to get 2 points?
Well, yeah, I mean, I would say this is game 17. So the 16 games they've played, I think there's only probably two games with Colorado and Los Angeles in mid-October that they would say were the 60-minute efforts that they want to see. They've had, in a lot of these games, they were slow starts. Then once they got the start figured out, they were coming to teams strong, and then the second period was a disaster. Their puck possession has been spotty. They turned it over a lot. They still aren't shooting the puck as much as they should. You know, they've had some games where they're ending up with, you know, shot totals in the low 20s. They're just not creating the chances. The goaltending of Jordan Binnington has gotten them through. But they just haven't been as good on the puck. Keeping zone possession, that was a big thing at the end of last year. They would get the puck in the other team's zone and they would keep it in there for, you know, 90 seconds to 2 minutes and, you know, get line shifts going, and they have just keep moving people in there, keeping the puck. Now that's not happening. There's a lot more one and dones, but they're still winning a lot of games. They're 10-3-3, but you know, when you're winning that many close games, it would not take much for them to go the other way. And right now, they've been fortunate that they've gone their way.
Do you want to take on the Blues at home? We're 6:30 start. Our pregame show starts at 5:30. Tom Timmerman joins us from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Tom, what kind of a goalie are the Oilers going to see tonight in Jake Allen?
A goalie who's still trying to find himself this season. The numbers, not impressive. He's got a 3.73 goals against, an .855 save percentage. You know, in each game, there always seems to be kind of the Jake Allen goal, whether it's someone shooting from the blue line, someone shooting from an odd angle. There's always one goal in each game that it seems like, oh, that's not good. That's a goal that should have been stopped. He will still make outstanding saves. He will still be what you want to goalie, but there always just seems to be something that goes wrong when Jake is in goal. And the team is... This was the problem last year when he was the goalie, that something would happen, there'd be one of these goals, and the team would fall apart. Then Binnington came in, and he would make those saves, and the team would then get energy out of it and go forward and win games. And so there's always this sort of Damocles that hangs over the Blues when Jake Allen is in goal, that there's a very fine line of how they have to play, and they can't afford many mistakes. Because it seems like something always goes wrong when Jake Allen is in goal. But he has shown it, you know, he still can be an excellent goalie. I mean, last year in mid-all struggles, went into Winnipeg against a Winnipeg team which had, you know, Line A had scored 5 goals, I think, in the previous meeting. Allen went in there, Blues won 1-0 in Winnipeg. And, you know, he can do it. You know, this year he hasn't done it yet. It's been spotty for him. He was supposed to play one game and... he had the flu, so he couldn't play. He had another preseason game that was canceled because the Blues' plane broke. So I think he only had 3 preseason games and 3 regular season games. So he hasn't seen a lot of action this year, and he hasn't really gotten into much of a rhythm yet.
Tom, we appreciate the rundown. We'll see you at the rink. Thanks for your time.
All right, you got it. Bye, Jason, and bye, Jason.
Tom Timmerman. Bye, Tom.